Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, June 27th. There is a lot to talk about with charging, but first, let's talk about Tesla, and then some dumpster fires. Tesla has begun running some Google ads for the first time following Elon Musk's statement that the automaker would try advertising. Last month, Musk announced the reversal of the long-standing strategy that Tesla doesn't spend on advertising, but instead spends on improving the product. Investors have often suggested advertising, and last month, Musk said the company would try a little. Recently, some media outlets confused Tesla's long-standing customer testimonial video series shared on Twitter as advertising, but this time, paid ads started showing up in searches. And sure enough, they can be traced back to Tesla through Google's ad transparency program. So far, the ads appear to be concentrated in the UK, though some solar ads have been spotted in the US. Now, it should be noted that Tesla has been creating promotional material for a very long time, showing sneak peeks at the factory, explaining new features, and so on. Tesla has paid customers and influencers through referral programs since the very early days, and this is still going on. Tesla was reportedly very angry when its plans for a potential factory leaked. Earlier this month, we shared a media report coming out of Spain that claimed that Tesla was planning a major factory in Valencia. And now, sources close to the head of state of Valencia are reporting that Tesla was very angry that the negotiations leaked. According to the report, the negotiations with Tesla are now over. Now, there very well could be other reasons for the discussions to have ended, and we really don't have a whole lot of corroborating evidence for this claim in the first place. We are, however, expecting Tesla to be announcing several new factories to meet their end-of-decade goal, and Elon Musk said that one will be announced at the end of this year. Last week, the news broke that there was a fire at the Nikola Corporation, in which two semi-trucks caught on fire. The company was quick to claim foul play. However, a major problem in the batteries has now become public through an inside source that contacted Electrek. Nikola gets their battery modules for their Tre semi-truck from Romeo Power, a battery company that was acquired by Nikola last year. And last year, engineers working on the battery modules detected a major problem where the cells were corroded and would self-discharge. An internal report that was shared with Nikola eventually tracked the problem down to laser welding puncturing some of the battery cells in the module. Electrek was shown a video of the problem with the cells corroding within only two cycles in some cases. This can create several problems, including lithium plating and an imbalance in the voltage delta, which was mentioned in the Romeo Power report. The insider says that these issues could all lead to potential thermal events in battery packs, especially as they continue to cycle. Electrek was told that Romeo kept on producing potentially damaged battery modules for Nikola, and that it's possible some of those battery modules made it into Nikola trucks. We contacted Nikola about this issue, and the company acknowledged that it was aware of the problem. Nikola believes that no damaged modules have made their way into production trucks. Nikola claims to know that based on, quote, assurances made by its supplier, Romeo. Now, this brings up obvious questions as the buyer and supplier relationship between the companies has been blurred after the acquisition. On top of the known battery problems, a company insider told Electrek that Nikola's claim of foul play was a stretch. The source cited a video of the battery modules being tested under fire and confidently stated, quote, "You could literally throw burning fuel on these packs, and unless it's sustained for a long period of time, you wouldn't even notice." Now, when asked by Electrek, Nikola says that it is still considering foul play, saying that they are not ruling anything out and that running multiple investigations could take weeks. The company has only a few weeks left to convince its shareholders to let them issue more shares in order to raise more cash to keep the company going. Lordstown Motors has filed for bankruptcy. Lordstown is also suing Foxconn after the companies failed to find common ground over the promised investment to keep the startup afloat. The company is now selling off its assets. Lordstown says it will sell the IP of the Endurance electric truck, the platform, and related rights. Edward Hightower, the current CEO and president of Lordstown, said he remains confident that the Endurance electric truck will find new and supportive ownership and that the company will continue to support customers through the transition. Okay, let's talk charging. Volvo has announced that it will adopt Tesla's NACS connector on future electric vehicles starting in 2025, and for Volvo's existing EVs with an adapter coming next year. The announcement is almost copy-pasted from the previous ones from Ford, General Motors, and Rivian. But it doesn't stop there. ChargePoint announced that they are adopting Tesla's NACS connector as well, which will be offered on new and existing charging stations. ChargePoint is one of the last holdouts, and in the press release, the company says that they will not only offer NACS connectors on new charging stations, but will also start retrofitting existing stations starting in 2024. Now with ChargePoint on board, virtually all major companies in North America, except for Electrify America, have gone through. But get this. Also, the Society of Automotive Engineers International, known as SAE, announced that it is starting the process of officially standardizing the North American charging standard. SAE is talking about producing the standard on the expedited timeframe as well. This will make the connector less dependent on Tesla, and we can expect that this announcement will result in more automakers jumping on board. General Motors CEO Mary Barra spoke in an interview on GM's electric plans. She touched on ramping up production and dodged the question of reviving the Bolt EV, but she also said that she sees Elon Musk and Tesla as a partner and competitor after the NACS deal. She says that the decision was the right one for everyone, and several other OEMs have also moved towards that standard. And lastly, in our charger spotlight, Stellantis launched a new EV charging and energy business called Free to Move Charge. And 2 is the number 2 instead of T-O or T-W-O or T-O-O. Now, what's strange is that Stellantis has yet to commit to adopting the NACS plug in the United States. The business will provide charging solutions for homes, businesses, and wall boxes, vehicle-to-home, vehicle-to-grid, public charging access, and what they're calling complete energy solutions with touch-free solutions like inductive robot charging for future releases. Now, just from reading the turtle shells at Electrek, we expect Stellantis to get on board with the NACS soon enough. Okay, let's jump in the HOV lane for some fast news. BMW Group has officially commenced construction on a new hub for battery and vehicle manufacturing. The Plant Woodruff facility in South Carolina will eventually be over 1 million square feet in size, complete with its own technology building, fire department, and energy center. Solid-state battery developer Factorial Energy has announced a new partnership with South Korean metal refining company Yongpung to research and implement lithium metal recycling into their production practices. Through this investment, Factorial hopes to reduce excess metal materials to create a more circular economy. Redondo Energy and Thailand's Siam Cement Group are going to operate the world's largest battery factory in Thailand. The production capacity is going to be ramped up from 2.4 gigawatt hours to 90 gigawatt hours per year. That's larger than any existing or even planned battery factory worldwide. And Zoox is truly delivering driverless rides in Las Vegas. Zoox says that the autonomous robo-taxis now navigate the streets of Vegas and will encounter several unprotected left turns, multiple stops, in addition to common public road obstacles. And finally, Aleph Aeronautics announced that its flying car, called the Model A, became the first of its kind to receive legal approval to fly from the U.S. government. According to Aleph, the Model A has a 200-mile driving range and a flight range of 110 miles. The Model A production is expected to begin in the fourth quarter of 2025, with deliveries starting shortly thereafter. In today's community comment found on YouTube, in reference to the Chevy Silverado, Cyber Tank Man says, "Efficient? It's a monster. Charging a battery that size, even at home, will be money, 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 money. And talk about wear and tear on the tires, no thanks. It needs to go on a serious diet." Yeah, that Chevy called efficient is really called efficient just by Chevy, as far as I can tell. At least compared to the Hummer EV, it's efficient, but that's not a very big benchmark, is it? I was actually quite surprised that the Chevy Silverado was decidedly a double battery Silverado. I would have thought that a regular F-150 competitor would be all that it took to enter this EV truck market. I kind of wonder why they didn't do that. If the Silverado EV is so efficient, like GM says, why not showcase how great a single battery version could be? If it's that great, it should go farther and be cheaper than the F-150 Lightning, and I think they could have just ran that banner all day long. I mean, I didn't mention the front trunk in that story, by the way. It's actually smaller than the Ford F-150. I thought I would just mention that here while we're on the subject. And by the way, I purposefully use the phrase front trunk because the single word for frunk is commonly misheard in audio format, of which we have many listeners. So if you hear me say front trunk, don't think that you have to correct me in using the proper wording. Language is an art. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.